Unit 9, Lesson 4, Phonics, Syllables, One-syllable words, Boat, Brent, Breath, Two-syllable words, Machine, Paper, Dial, Three-syllable words, Telephone, Computer, Rule, Al-Qaeda. Words are made of small parts called syllables. Each syllable has one vowel sound. A word can have one or more syllables. Exercise A, listen and repeat. Bulb, letters, recorder, button, robot, elevator, medicine, keyboard. 2. Listen to the words again. Circle the letters that stand for the vowel sounds in each word you hear. Then write the number of the syllables in each word. The words are bulb, letters, recorder, button, robot, elevator, medicine, keyboard. B. Read the following words. Decide if the words have one, two, or three syllables. Write each word in the correct column. We have a table which has a column of one syllable, two syllables, and three syllables. The words are file, floppy, engine, laptop, wheel, devices, light, cursor, invention, electronic. Grammar summary by followed by gerund. How can we start a microwave? By pressing the start button. Sequence adverbs. First, then, next, after that, finally. First, start the computer and plug in the flash disk. Then, open the file you want to save. Next, click the file icon on the screen. After that, choose Save As. Finally, click Removable Disk. Exercise A. Name the inventions below. Write sentences about how we use each one. We have an air conditioner in the first sentence. We have a camera in the second sentence. We have a stove in the third sentence. We have a computer in the fourth sentence. Speaking in pairs. Play How Does a Space Work? Reading. Read the text. Great little inventions. Most people believe that only a genius can invent. But that's not always true. Many of the tools and products we use in our daily life were invented by ordinary people who were driven by either necessity or need. William Addis, a man from London, had an idea while he was cleaning his teeth with a piece of cloth. He took a small bone, made tiny holes in it, then put small broom bristles in the holes. He started using it whenever he wanted to clean his teeth. Soon, he set up a business selling these new toothbrushes and made a fortune. We are all familiar with the sticky little squares of colored paper. These are usually used to leave messages and mark places in books. These self-sticking notes were invented in 1968 by a chemist called Art Fry. By 1980, Fry convinced ZM Glue Company to manufacture the pads that he invented. Fry made a fortune. Although his simple invention, you can be an inventor too. Just keep looking around you for ideas. Remember, all it takes is one good idea. Think about simple things people need or dislike. Doing and try to come up with a solution. Your solution may become useful. May become a useful invention. And who knows, maybe one day you will become a famous inventor. Exercise B. Underline the main ideas. C. Paraphrase the main ideas. D. Summarize the text.